The Vaisar this week's shiur sponsored by Rav Shuli Halpert, Lil Nishmas Harav Ben Sion Ben Meirin Harav Yekasil Yehida Zetzal Gimel Shvat.
Posting before Yachsanya, on many levels. First, I thank Rabbi Kaplowitz and the people who sponsor and arrange this, and for having me back. I was here before, and I was very, very pleasantly surprised. It was Bal Lamed v'Nimtza Lamad. And to that end, I haven't brought only a shiur with me, but a number of questions that I have no answer for, and I'm hoping some of you will help me out. And I appreciate and encourage any of your comments or corrections or questions if you have them. Obviously, if it's something lengthy, we'll save it for the end in favor of the larger crowd, not to keep them. Rabbi, I'd like to touch on the inyonim of Chanukah that we find in the Gemara here, Erech and Daf Yud. And just to give a general overview, we have a conundrum as to both the value, if you will, or the level of chiyuv in the mitzvah of Chanukah, is it a deraisa, derabanan, etc. And we also have various mahalchim in the mechanics of what the mitzvah is. Is it a mitzvah that's spontaneous? Is it a shira l'Hashem? Is it something that's a takana, a kriya, like kriyas haTorah, or kriyas Megillah? And then we have a mahalach mechudesh, as the Brisker Rav says in Sefer, in Shitas HaRambam, which is something of a tziruf of the two. The Brisker Rav creates a variety of permutations using the variables of deraisa, divrei kabbalah, derabanan, shira, and kriya, and weaves and creates a new mahalach in the Rambam Shita. Our goal tonight is to spend a few moments trying to elucidate the Brisker Rav and using it to answer two simple shilas on our Gemara. But let's start first with the overview. The mitzvah of Hallel, according to Kama Rishonim, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Some Rishonim say it's a mitzvah d'oraisa that's nimnis and tayag. And some Rishonim hold it's a deraisa that's not in Tayag. The Bahag, the Smak, the Radal B'Shem, the Gra, seem to hold that it's a deraisa that's nimnis in Tayag. The common pasuk brought would be Husi Lascha in Sefer Dvarim. There are other psukim, but that would seem to be the most basic. The Ramban says it's a deraisa, but the Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah says it's either Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, so it's not a chelik of Tayag, or it's nichlal in the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. He says there's a mitzvah to be mesameach. There's a gemara that says that shira equals simcha. There's a pasuk uskatem b'chatzoytzreis that by the carbon of Yontif there are musical instruments. There's a gemara that says that the musical instruments are really secondary to the singing that's vocal. So the Ramban extrapolates that there's a mitzvah in Yontif to have vocal singing during a carbon. And by extension, a howl that we say in shul that has nothing to do with the carbon is also nichlal the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. Again, so this is option number one, deraisa, either in or out of tayyag.
You said
Chanukah? I didn't say word about Chanukah. I said howl as a general. That's a caveat I should have mentioned. Chanukah is a complex issue, and I'll come to it soon, I hope. Before I start, I should say that any statement I make is relatively vague and generalistic. On every point, of course, there are many, 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 or endless shades of gray. I'm overviewing now the basic premise that Hallel is either a Doraisa or Drabanan, and giving you what's laid out in the Gainim and Rishonim about what they say.
Hallel on Yontif.
Hallel as a generality. We will see if it's Yontif, if it's Chanukah, if it's Karban, Rosh Chodesh. The Chasam Sofer says that Chanukah is the only Doraisa.
Chanukah?
Correct. So it's, like I say, I'm being vague, exactly. I'm being vague because the permutations and the extrapolations are so vast that I'm focusing myself on just laying out the broad and then coming from the forest to the trees with the Brisker Rav. But you raise an excellent point. So now, the Ravid says it's Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah means a pasuk in the Navi. There is a bit of a detail here that's really, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but the Navi says, referring to the Geula of either Sancheriv, or maybe it's also Geula of Blessed Lava, the Navi says, Ashir Yelechem Kalelis Kadosh Chag, that the Shira on Mapola Sancheriv that you will experience, the Navi is prophesying, will be like that Shira that you sing Hallel Pesach night. It's a little odd, in a way. Not odd, but it's not a typical Divrei Kabbalah. I seem to remember a Maariv Chiyus that says, but don't hold me to it, the Divrei Kabbalah that mentions something that took place in the past might even be a Daraisa. It's saying the Hallel of Sacheriv is going to be like what you're used to already doing, Kaleos Kadosh Chag. The Pasuk of Navi doesn't say, go do this, go say Hallel. It refers to a minig of saying Hallel, which the Ravid at least says has the level of a Divrei Kabbalah. Now, Divrei Kabbalah, it's not a Daraisa, not a Darabanan. You'll ask, if it's what's an afkamina to all this? An afkamina is, if you're not sure you said Hallel, you have to say it again. If it's Daraisa, you say it again. If it's Rabbani, don't say it again. If it's Divrei Kabbalah, it's Machlekes. I think the Shagas Ari maybe says Divrei Kabbalah is like Darabanan, and the Chuvas Araj was like Daraisa, or vice versa at this rate. But Divrei Kabbalah is its own unique thing, and its own unique level, and that's what the Ravid holds.
If it's Shira, you're not going to make a book.
I'm sorry? Absolutely. Coming to that. That's the Biskara. So now, if... if you hold like the Pashtus of the Rambam in Yad and a Sefer HaMitzvahs, that's your third option. It's not the Rise of Divrei Kabbalah, but Hallel in general, again I'm being vague on purpose, is a Darabanan, strictly a Darabanan. So says Tosfos Shebuta Chassid, so says the Ra'ah, so says the Shagas Aryeh, and so says the Be'er Halacha in Siman Tov Chaf Beis. Nafkamina Safek Kara is Ein HaChosen. So now, having said that, that gives us the basic three options for the Madregas Achiv. Now, we come to the second element of the Risk of Zvart that he'll use for his Zvart, which is, what am I Mechuyev to do? Be it Daraisa, Darabanan, and again, it can vary. Some of them can be Daraisa, Darabanan. Let's leave the Madrega out. What is it? It's either, generally, a spontaneous Shira. I experience something, I feel something, it wells up in me, an appreciation for Hashem, and I sing Shira, it's a mitzvah, or it's a kriya. Generally, Shira would be machmas anes, and kriya is machmas ayon. Just like we have kriyas ha-megillah on Purim, or kriyas ha-torah on Shabbos, or kriyas ha-torah that's relevant to the yontif of a mayad, it would be a kriyas halal because of the mayadim. Avada is an element with thanking Hashem, and avada, most of them, toivim have an ace in them, but not all of them, and Shavuos, for example, is not Miyuchid for a Neis Shabbai, and Howl would be identified with the Yoim if it's Kriya, with Shira if it's on a Neis. Those are the two general options. Now, what's the source for this? Well, there are two Gemaras about Howl, and again, to oversimplify them, the Gemara in Megillah talks about Shira on a Neis. Shira on a Neis in Chutz Laretz, Shira on a Neis in Achashverosh. That seems to be at least focused on the Howl of Shira on a Neis. Forgive me. Our Gemara in Erechin seems to deal strictly with the Takana or the Daraisa or Darabana, Divrei Kabbalah, whatever you'll have it is, the Kriya of a Yoyim. Why do I say that? The Gemara says, Rish Chodesh, it's Ikri Mayed. The Gemara says, no, but it doesn't have a Yoyim that's his Kaj with this or Malacha. That seems to be the focus of our Gemara. Just to illustrate this, Rabbi Aaron Cutler, Zatzal, interestingly enough, in Mishnas Reb Aaron Agada, meaning Musar, Chelek Gimel, the very first page, is a beautiful Shtigl Torah to bring out these two elements. Really, people call them the Brisker Rav's two elements. We'll see that they're as early as the Goinim, these two elements. But Shira versus Kriya, Reb Aaron has a beautiful Shtigl in our Sugya. He says like this. Our Gemara says, why is Pesach different than Sukkot? Because Pesach is not Cholok b'Korbanos. You only need one Hallel for the Yom. Sukkot says every day it's like a different Yontif. Because every day is a different Korban, so there's a Hallel every day. Parenthetically, if you're looking for something similar, if I'm not mistaken, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it's often thought, I think, to be a Chassidus Shemitic, of reading the Kriyas HaNesiyim on Nissan every day. And if I'm not mistaken, he contrasts Tishrei with Nisan, What happens after Yantif? Do we say Tachlin or not? And I think the Mishnah Berurah talks about that you have different Yom Tovim every day in Nisan, because every Nasi was his day was Yantif. I'm not remembering it exactly, but you have this concept. But the Gemara Bas is clear. The Din Halal of Kriya on the Yom is Sukkot, 7, 8 days, and on Pesach it's only one day. Sedra Bayern Azai. So on Shvi Shal Pesach, why don't we say Halal? I just told you. We don't say Halal on Shvi Shal Pesach, because he said it the first day of Pesach, one thing for the whole go. The Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch says Fakert. In Beis Yosef state, we don't say Halal on Shvi Shal Pesach, because the famous Medrash, the Malachi Asharis said, and Hashem said, Ma'i Siyodei Tavu Bayam. So Rabbi Aaron says, why two reasons? He says, very poshut. The fact that in Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Ma'i Siyodei Tavu Bayam, the goyim are being punished. It's not something we want to celebrate openly with Halal, that's true. But if we have a Yontif and the goyim got slammed, says Rabbi Aaron, there's no reason not to say Halal on the Yontif. It's not like a bad day for the Jews, it's on the contrary, it's quite a good day for the Jews. The Yoim has a chiyuv that's mechayev halal, whether Ma'itziyadi Tavu B'yam or not. So our Gemara is coming to extract or delete the elemental chiyuv machmas kriya sayoim. Kriya machmas sayoim. The Gemara says you did that first day Pesach Yir Yotzev. Beis Yotzev has another issue. Even if you're potter machmas sayoim, kriya sayoim was a really big nes. Why isn't that a mechayev? And Beis Yotzev says it really would be a mechayev, and our Gemara, like I said, on the face of it, isn't handling what Megillah is handling, the Shira, the Gedin, on the Nes. Aragamar is handling the Kriya on the Yoyim. So Aragamar doesn't go into that, but the Beis Yosef has to give us another additional reason to pater the other Chiyav of Hal, which would be Machmas and Nes and Kriya Samson. That's for Byron. I'm using it just to illustrate Shira versus Kriya. Now, let me ask two basic Shilas on Aragamar. The first is the Turi Evans Kasha. Thank you. The Turi Evans Kasha. In Megillah Daf Yadalo in that Gemara. Thank you so much. The Turi Evan has a relatively specific question, which I'm going to generalize and not be fully faithful to the way he asks it. But the gist of it is, our Gemara says that Rosh Chodesh is a Moed, but not Halal, because it's not Iskadosh B'Isra Malacha. Meaning we're dealing with Kriya on the Yom, but Rosh Chodesh doesn't have that din of the Yom. What's the Raya, says Gemara? Kalel is Kadosh Chag. The pasuk I mentioned earlier from the Raya. The Gemara says that the Torah refers to in Navi Leil Pesach, which is a Halal on the Nes. How does that exclude Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara has really stepped over the line, apparently, between Kriya and Shira. The pasuk is by Shira. Nobody argues this. I mean, nobody. The pasuk's talking about Leil Pesach. If you hold as a din shira, that's it. That's the main one. Leil Pesach on the Nes, Yitzias Mitzrayim, al zachen. The fact that that shira on the Nes needs Isser Malacha, Kaleil His Kaddish Chag, that should be in the shira dikadin over here. For some reason, shira al Nes is not enough. You also have to have Isser Malacha. It sounds a little counterintuitive, I know, but it seems from the text that when you deal with Kriya on the Yom, then you don't need Isser Malacha. That's a separate chiyuv. That's what everyone's saying. So how did our Gemara cross the divide and say, Rosh Chodesh, you want it to be for the Yom? No, it's no good. It's got to be like the Shira of Leil Pesach, Isser Malacha. So the Shaga Sari, it's two different sugis, two different topics. How did the Gemara, Mela the Gemara in Psachim, that brings the Ravitz Pasuk, the Gemara in Psachim says, Night of Pesach, you say, Halal Kaleil's Kaddish Chag. What do you do about Pesach Sheni? There's no Halal, because there's no Isser Malacha. Kaleil is Kaddish Chag, the Halal of Shira on a Nes, the Night of Pesach, needs an additional element of Isser Malacha. Pesach Sheni ain't got it, no Halal. That Gemara, says Turi Evan, makes to us perfect sense. But our Gemara doesn't seem to fit in the paradigm.
The Nes happened at Chatzai,
what?
The Nes happened at Chatzai. Kaleil is Kaddish Chag, there was no Nes yet.
No, in other words, the night, the entire night, not the moment of his Kaddish, the Pasuk is saying,
Kaleil is Kaddish. That's what the words mean. The night that it became Kaddish.
Hashir Yiyalachem. You'll sing it as you sing it.
You say Halal at the start of the night, then and this happened at the earliest of Chatzos, maybe in the morning even, unless a Shaka, but certainly
did. Oh, I hear what you're asking. That's a good shaila. You asked a question. I thought I understood you in reverse. What you're asking me is, if the Rav Haigoy and the Briskerov and Rabbaran and the Rishonim all seem to agree that Leil is Kaddish Chag is Machmas Nes, How come we're saying it early? Some say, Masechet Soferim says, we say it in Shul, which is much earlier. You have a good point. That's a good question.
Well, I actually need an answer.
Okay, what's the answer?
that this is a Shira of the Yontif.
Okay, I wouldn't argue with that. It's a good chap. If you're right, and perhaps a Bahag holds like you, question answered. I accept it. That's a good chap. What I'm going to show you is a kama hold that it's on the nays, but I'll agree with you. There's got to be an alternative. Maybe that's it. Boom, that's the answer.
Why should you say it's a din in the Shira? Leos Kanish Chag. It's a din in the Chag.
I'm asking to you as I'm asking to him. Except, don't forget that when you wake up in the morning of Pesach, you say it on the Yom. So if you're right, then Mela every single day has a different carbon, the Gemara says, say it second day Yantif. But why do you get up in the morning and say it? You've said it with Shechiyonu L'mashal. You don't say in Kiddush in the morning. You say it on the Yayim. Boom, you're good to go. So why would this halal be repeated? It's a Shaila, but I'm not arguing with you. You still have a good point, but that's got to be sorted out. And the other answer I give to you, and you're right, is simply that everybody says it. So I'll take it as a fact, at least until I find the other Shitas and apply it as such.
When you say it at night, you mean the Hasidim who say it at night?
No. The Ga'inim say that at the halal, either at the Seder or whenever, but the halal Leil Pesach, whenever you want to say it. You can say it both, twice, once, whatever it is, but it's on the Nes. I mean, that's sort of high going, but for sure, Shayim and Ga'inim. Let's carry further, but you're exactly right. I mean, that could easily be the answer on that side. Again, with the caveat that I'm not sure what to do with tomorrow morning. So now, the Shayla number one, crossing the line. Shayla number two. If you read our Gemara, and I have to confess, I'm not much of a Bucky and Erechin. I think this is about my main paragraph of Erechin right now in my pocket. But if you read our Gemara till the end, the Gemara says, what about Chanukah? It's not Yisra Malacha. It's not Mayid. Or it says, Mishum Nes. Now that sure flies in the face of all this, doesn't it? If the Shagas Aryeh says that the Sugya Megillah is dealing with Nes, and our Sugya is dealing with Yoyim, then Chanukah is a deal breaker. I mean, Chanukah, you should pick up this Gemara and put the Chanukah part over there. How does it make sense? According to the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha, that the din of Shira ala Nes needs Isser Malacha, then our Gemara hasn't answered anything. Well, Chanukah is Mishum Nes. Very good, it's Mishum Nes. Kileel is Kaddish Chag. Kileel is Kaddish Chag. He's got to have Isser Malacha. It's a pal. It's not the biggest question. If we learn this way, maybe we'll have an answer. I have another suggestion. Let's say over now the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav says a beautiful Shekel Torah. I'm just extracting the part that I think is the heartbeat of it for the purpose of brevity and clarification. The Brisker Rav says there are two dinim. These two dinim. There's Kriya on the Yom, Shira on the Nes, and the Rambam holds one's the Raisa and one's the Rabbanan. Even though the Rambams we have, and Yad, and Sefer Mitzvahs, Shrei Chai V'Kayim, that it's only Drabbanan. But the Brisker Rav suggests that the Rambam is Maskim. We have a Rambam in Yad, and the Rambam says, Halal, not only on Chanukah is Drabbanan. He says, Divrei Soferim, if you want to get technical, but generally it's understood to be Drabbanan. The Rambam says, not just Chanukah, every time, Yud Ches Yomim, the Yergoymer Halal is Drabbanan. In fact, the Ravid, Kalel is Kaddish Chag, this is of course my Ravid. It's a Divrei Kabbalah. Zot Magen Mishnah, Al Pi Biur of Mar and Riza Levi, Al Rambam. So the Magen Mishnah, no. Ein Hachanami, the Rambam's masking that Pesach night, there's a whole different type of halal. That's not one of the 18 days, Sheyachet Gomer Ben Azahal. That's something else. That's on the Nes, that's a Shira, that's a Doraisa, says the Rav, or maybe Divrei Kabbalah. There, you have latitude to assign to the Rambam any Shita you want. But the Rambam just means, in Sefer HaMitzvah, and in Yad, Belchus Chanukah, that the Kriya Machmas Yoyim is the Rabbana. That's like the Biskara. Now, the Rambam's Miyushiv. The Ravid says, I have a Pasuk, and the Furshah Gemara in Pesachim is Mamai Pesach Sheni, and Furshah Gemara by us, Kaleel is Kaddish Chag, is Mamai Tosh Chedesh. It seems like Divrei Kabbalah, it looks like Divrei Kabbalah. Hina Chanami, the Rambam's Maskim, the Shira Al-Anes is Divrei Kabbalah or Dereza. The other one's Derabanan, Hakol Mekayim Yav V'Shalom. So if you take this Brisker Rav's Vart a little further, when he says Kriya on the Yom, I heard a shiur years ago from a Veltz Lamden in Eretz Yisrael, his name was Reuven Horowitz. He said a beautiful Vart with this Brisker Rav. He's carrying it further. The Brisker Rav is not a chroi for this, for following Chiddush. But he said like this. The Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's actually the beginning of the Sefer, in Shurish Rishon, the Rambam, and I use the word rather than Lernendik, the Rambam castigates the Bahag. The Rambam absolutely castigates the Bahag for his minyan mitzvahs. And the Rambam says, how could anyone possibly think to count halal that David HaMelech is going to invent hundreds of years later as a deraisa that was given to Moshe at Sinai? And Kol Shekin Chanukah, says the Rambam, which hasn't even happened yet, miyala al-adas, How could it be that there's a deraisa to do something and the future is not even now in the present? That's what the Rambam says. So the Ramban says, Niflesi al Arav. And he has a number of kashas, but I'm taking two of them. One of them, he says, is you can't have a deraisa in advance. The Gres de Rebbe, Hutton's Galant, you can. The Rambam says that Hilchas Tefillah is a deraisa to daven. You could say, like women say, Baruch Hashem, you say something. Ajik Nesek Dela came and codified what you should say. They put down on the list. So David Melech came later. What's the big deal? The Rambam Shrine Chai Vakayim that you can't have something in advance. The Rambam himself, he says, he is the Gres de Rebbe, Hutton's Galant, that you can do this. Says Ramban additionally, the Gemara Msachim Kuf Yud Zayin says, Moshe Rabbeinu said, how? First Gemara, Machlokes Tanan, how is that me, Amra? Moshe Rabbeinu applies on the left hand side, Alayan. How, Halu, Avdi Hashem? So obviously, David HaMelech says, Ramban wrote down what Moshe Rabbeinu had. What do you mean he didn't have it? He had it. It says in First Gemara, he had it. Okay, you don't want to pass it. Some are claiming it, so he doesn't want to pass it with that sheet. Shalom Psak. It's a big kasha. So Reuven Horowitz timed it like this. He timed it. The Rambam means something else. Avada, the Rambam knows you can have a deraisa and come tomorrow and ask this and derlik and stella vek how to do the deraisa. The Rambam means something else. Shira al hanes, says the Rambam to Rabban Bizgerech. On that, I even hold like the Rav says is deraisa. I have no problem with that. You're telling me that we had Tehillim before David HaMelech? Avada, we had Tehillim. But the mitzvah of Kriya al hayom, here's where Reuven adds a kneish to Bizgerech. Kriya is a Kriya mitoich kisvei HaKadosh. In order for you to be Yaitse, the Din Darabanan, the Rambam holds, of Kriya, it has to be canonized. Canonized means that when Chazal came, and at the end they closed the canon, the body of Tanakh, that's it. Now it's a Chelek of the Sefer. The fact that David HaMelech is Koyul Asar, Tzadikim, and the Adam Rishon said this, and Moshe said this, Tefillah Moshe, that wasn't Tehillim yet. Yeah, they were Psukim. They could use it as Shira Lashem. Avada, the Rambam's masking that Moshe had the words. And Avada, if you want to say it's a Shira Alanes, he's saying it. Alanes, Kriyas Yamsuf. But the idea of Kriya on the Yoim, Miyala ala Das, that the Bahag could say that Kriya ala Yoim has a din Kriya Mikisvea Kodesh, Kodem Shabbat David, and was Kaveya and Sefer Tehillim, the Netzach as a part of Tanakh. That's how Reuven answered, first of all, that yes, we did have it earlier, and second of all, this isn't Daima to Tefillah. Avada, they can come later and interpret or codify or select text to mekayim the mitzvah. But not if the mitzvah is kriya b'tech kisvei kodesh, because there is no kisvei kodesh.
Similar to kriya satorah.
It's not deraisa l'koladeus.
No, but the Torah itself was codified at the end of the...
Maskim, good. Oh, you're asking, so how did you lane?
Yeah.
What do you mean? How did they lane in the Midbar?
Right.
Did they have a din to lane?
Right away, the takun was right away, shloshes yomim, after kriya yamsif.
So you're saying that takana, if it's a kriyam to chisvei kodesh, it'll be less than this. That's a great question. I don't have an answer. Leave that out. Call him. I'll ask him. It's a good question. It's a good question. So now, let's carry weiter. The Brisgerov brings the Yukim to his Vart. And it's a compelling Vart. The Brisgerov actually didn't make this up, that there's Shira on the Nes and Kriya on the Yoim. He brings her of Haigoin. The Ran and the Maram Kalava and Psachim bring her of Haigoin. And these are the Nafkaminas that the Brisgerov says, the Nafkaminas to it. Rav Haigoin says, why don't we make a bracha? Because this is Shira ala Nes, not Kriya ala Yom. The Brisgerov says, that's why we split it in half. We eat in the middle. Or L'chayra, the same thing. Brisgerov says, when they shecht Karm Pesach and Beis HaMikdash, they never got on the third round to finish. To have you make a bracha on Hal. Tara says, you don't make a bracha, just like you said. Someone said, you don't make a bracha if it's... You said, I'm sorry. You don't make a bracha if it's Shira, and you're pretty much have the latitude to say part of it, all of it, as much as you can. In the Pesach night, we don't make a bracha. We say some, we stop, we go weiter. That, says a Rav, the Shemer of Haigoyim, that's brought in the Ram Ram Klava, is the Taitz of Halal al Nes Leil Pesach. That's the Shurish. Now, another Nafkamina would be being Mafsik, which Bruce says you can't miss a single Ois. So that sounds more like Kriya, Kisvei HaKadosh. This idea is not just in Rav Haigoyim. I showed you from Megillah and from Erechin that it looks from the Gemara that way. But there are three other places in Rishonim where it's Mefurish. Tosfos of Sukkah Lamaches says the women are Mechuyev to say Pesach night hallow. Why? Because Afin Hoyu Bois Anes. It's not Machmas and Yom, it's Machmas and Anes. I don't think he used the word Shira, but he says Machmas and Anes versus the Yom. Tosfos, the Rav brings it, Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, I think it's a Tosfos Rosh also in Brachas Lamed Hey. Over there it says Ain Shira El Al Yayin. So Tosfos says Shira El Yayin. Say Hallel when Shech the Karm Pesach. There's no Yayin. There's all the Yoshafat. There's things that happen. There was singing Hallel Zachat. There's no yayin. So there's a Rav, but the Tzvi Chassid and Tzvi Rosh, I don't think it brings Tzvi Rosh, maybe it does. They don't ask from all the halos that we say everywhere. Yud Ches Yom, Shogem Yom Zahal. Teretz is the words of the Rav, that these Rishayim, like Tzvi Sosokar and Mefurish, they have no Shaila, the Shira Al Hanes, that's the one that needs wine. The kriya on the yayin, there's no shayches to shiro, machwas to simcha of the yayin, and the spontaneity, and without the bracha, and the abzik. It's all different things, so they didn't ask from there. So this concept that the Rav brings from Rav Haigoyim is really a little bit mashman the sugyas, mefurish shagas aryeh, and it's mefurish at least, or it's by implication at least in the taisvas and brachas, these two bali taisvas, and it's mefurish and taisvas and sukkah without the word shiro. So now, agav, once you hear the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs, coming back to the Bris Grov for a moment, it becomes klar, a beautiful mabit. I was sitting in a shul in Lakewood a couple of years ago, Leil Pesach, a Talmud Chacham of stature, of Arya Rubenstein's, or Shivan Lakewood, gave a shir, quoted a curious Sefer, I couldn't believe my ears. I didn't know a lot of this raid. I knew the Rambam shries Chai V'Kayim on the Bahag, that tells Darabanan, and Yad, he says Darabanan over and over. The Mabit says, the Rambam says that the Karban Pesach is ton halal b'achilasoi, b'shchitasoi, b'achilasoi, and over there in Hilchas Karban Pesach, the Mabit says, it's a deraisa. Maybe halacha mesh v'sinai, ad shebo nevi'aya v'asmachinu akra. He says, well, an after, I was like, it's a sefer written on the Rambam. The Rambam holds deraisa, how could it be? The Rambam is mamash chai v'chayim, it's darbonim. Tarit says that, and it's l'char meduik in Rambam this way, the Rav is medayik, that the Rambam uses the word goimrim. Goimrim means you got to say the whole thing. So it's not like the Shira Dikadin. The Rambam in Yad B'Hilchas Chanukah talks about the Yud Ches Yomim Shegoimrim Behem Asahalo. That means the Kriya with the whole thing. Says the Rav, he left out Leil Pesach, Grada and Maseches Soifrim, at least in our gear, so it has Shmoin Esra Yomim V'Laila Achas. But the Rambam, says the Rav, consciously left out Leil Pesach. Why? Because it's not goimrim, Leil Pesach. He say only half, your mafzik, it's a little different thing. So that's his diuk, or both of those are his diukim, and I would venture to add to that, if I may, Be'ema, that really the Rambam is also doing in the Lashon. He says Koyrin and Goimrin over and over again. When he castigates the Bahag, he says Goimrin Masahavo. In Yad, he says Koyrin and Goimrin over and over, except in two places. When he says where the Mabit is talking, HaPesach Ton Halil B'Shchitasoi, or HaPesach Ton Halil B'Achilasoi, and no word Kriya or Gomer there. So it fits very nicely. The Mabit says the right, it's talking in the Rambam. Teretz is like the Rav says, but the Rav doesn't bring a place in Rambam for it. Here you have a Furish Rambam, Ton Halil, and Mabit is beautiful, it's the right. After it's the right, so Ad Sha'asun Nevi'ayev Asmechinu Akro, he's going on the Rav, it's Pasa, Kilu, like that Maritzchias that I think I remember, that if they did it, B'Sha'as the Navi, means it was the right until the Pasa came. Okay, fine. So we have in front of us again, we have a possibility to derive the Kabbalah Darbonim. We have two types of howl, Shira and Kriya. We have the Rav assigning all of these elements to the Shitas of Rambam. We have a Sharish of Haigoyim. And we have Reb Reuven Horowitz's beautiful chap to answer up the Ramban's two Shailas of Sefer Mitzvahs. So now, the Diyukim are compelling, the Chayra. There's also what I would suggest, a Nafkamin and Halacha about all this. Now, when I say nafkamina halacha, I'm not pressing. I don't mean halacha l'maisa. I mean that if you carry these things to the logical extreme, and maybe you carry too far if you do that, and often people do, you could see a very clear nafkamina and halacha l'maisa, which is totally, again, not l'hilchasa. We may not possibly like any of these things that I'm saying, but with these two approaches, it will come out of divergence of halacha l'maisa. What will that be? There's a shaila, I think Rabbi Phil Hamburger, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman talks about it. Are women mitzvah and halal or chanukah? Good question. I never saw my mother saying halal. Maybe in Memphis we don't say halal. I don't know. Maybe some women do. I never heard of it. It's not a riot. The tzad, Rav Shlomo Zalman has an interesting tzad, Rav Phil Hamburger has an interesting tzad, and I'm not really being faithful to their tzad, but I'm suggesting...
Chiyev, yeah.
They should say it, why not? All the better. But al chiyev, or they chay. Tois v'sukkah lamed ches. The difference between halal or not saras and sukkahs, women are putters, man, grandma, is machmas to yoy. Halal, leil pesach, is machmas to nes, afin hoye bois and nes. Leil chanukah, their mitzvah to light, the father, her husband lights for her, but her husband's not there. Their mitzvah, afin hoye bois and nes. Afin hoye bois and nes, they should light chanukah, and they should say halal, machmas chiyot. Chiyot say halal. So I would suggest, the following to study. If Hallel, Leil, Hallel or Chanukah is like the Brisk Rav learns in the Rambam, it's Machmas the Yom, because all Hallels are Derabbanan and they're Machmas the Yom. I know when this happened. I know you're going to ask me, our Gemara says Rishon Nisan. But if the Rav says it's Machmas the Yom, Torah he Nekaba. So if the Rav says Machmas the Yom, the women's a Kapata. But if you hold, like my friend here suggested, we're going to have to say perhaps in the Bahag later and other Shitas, if Chanukah, or like our Gemara reads, just on the face of it, Mishum Neis, that's quite a compelling suggestion to women of Mitzvah. Why not in Halal? Okay. So I'll bring to the table and it's it. Megillah times.
Megillah times.
Go ahead, explain.
Megillah times is bottled, so there's nothing in yarn. So what we do today, that Lachas Neir has nothing to do with the yarn. It has to do with what's
being... Lachas Neir's zikr has to do with the nes. My question is about the halal. Shmoyna yomim, we're chayev se halal.
You say that the day is mechayev, so if it's bottled...
So you're saying there's no day.
So there's no day.
I'm coming. So good. That's a good sign. You may well be right. I'm not so familiar with Megillah's times. You have me on that. But I'll give you the Lashonis in the Gemara and Shabbos. Kavum v'asom yomim toivim b'hal v'ayda. I'm coming. Right. So now.
But the way it happened.
Right.
If you give me an example. Shira is spontaneous.
Right.
Can't you have to say the Kachom v'kaveh?
You're taking the words out of my mouth. You're mechavin to a netziv and hamek shayla. Sup to netziv azay. It's a big raid. But the netziv says like this. The Netziv says, this, that there's a din of Shira al HaNeis, that's only once. You have to live the Neis, feel the Neis, and exactly like you said, you're Mahalal Hashem Machmas, you're Hargasha the first time. Next year it's over. Your kids, they don't say a Shira. A Shira is something that wells up from inside. And the din Shira al HaNeis, the Netziv, at least the Daraisa, is only once. They can say Darabana and do it again. The Daraisa can only be once. Zog Echai Chazoy. If we say it's Kriya Machmas the Yoyim, like the Rav says in Rambam, Lechur their Pata. If we say it's Alanes, Ein Achanami. Maybe they're Chayv Alanes, but according to the Netziv at least, that's only if they were alive during the Chashmonah. Now, what? Mechavin, you're Mechavin the Brisk Rav. I'm coming. You have the Zach. I feel good. At least I'm dealing with people who are. For Baruch Hashem, learning. Exactly. Let's go slowly. According to the Brisker Rav, Vilach Zog, and according to the Netziv, if you accept the Netziv, there can't be a chiyuv for Nashim to say Hallel, even if it was Machlis and Neis, because they didn't experience it themselves. Now, I will bring four rayas to this position. Number one, they are my own diyukim. The Braisa on Shabbos says two things. Lashana ha'acheres. Lashana ha'acheres. The first year, maybe they said Hallel Machmas the Neis. Maybe it's even the Raisa, like from Sofer. What do I know? Maybe the Sofer was the Raisa even for us. But maybe like the Netziv, it was the Raisa the first year. Lashana Acheres, what they do? Kavim Vasom, Zak Rashi, Yomim Toivim, Zak Gemara. Rashi says, Loi Bisra Malach. Don't get confused. No, we're not going to do that. Yomim Toivim, Bahal Vadar. Guys, what does that mean? What does that mean? Alanisim, Alanisim, Vagach Bo Vanecha, the Kavush Mayas Mechanical Lehoidas. Why did. On Purim, we also say Haidah. Right? In the Hallel, we have the Megillah. Nobody was Kaveya, the Yom Tovim. And Rashi jumps. He says, Kavu Yom Tovim. No, not at this level. Yom Tovim Lagabi Halvadah. That fits beautifully. That if you want to say that there's no opportunity, even for us, I'm dealing with men for a moment, there's no opportunity for us to say Hallel, Machmas Shira Al Neis Chanukah, because we have to have experienced it ourselves, then boom, you got a big problem. So how do we say it? Machmas Yoyim, Kaleil is Kaddish Chag, and our Gemara says Mishum Neis. Teretz is, I suggest to you, the Teretz is, Kavim Vasom Yomim Toivim Bahal Vaida. They gave it a Din Yontif, it's only Darabonin. You're right, they wanted to give it Kein Doi Raisa or Kein Devei Kabbalah with Leil is Kaddish Chag, but they had a reason not to make it some Lachah Chanukah, it's not our topic. So they made it Yontif, Afazoy Vait, you could say Hallel. Now, you'll say, how do you know? What? It sounds good. Kavim Vasom, Achach Kavim Vanecha, Lashana Acheres, it's a nice ride to the Tziv if you ask me, but it's before Tosfos. Reuven Horowitz, I was telling this over to him a while ago, he says, look at Tosfos, Tainiskov, Chesam and Beis. Tosfos says, a Pala de Kazach. He's going on our Gemara. He doesn't quote our Gemara, on the side it says, before Gemara, but Tosfos says, you know, Sukkos every day, Chalak Bekarbon, Why is Chanukah say Hallel every day? So it tells us because every day was a new nes. So every day, just like Sukkot, every day is a new carbon. Every day is a new nes. So far, it's sounding beautiful, right? Mishum Nisa, our Gemara says nes. So it tells us b'meila every day of Chanukah different yontif. There's a chalak within yontif. They say Hallel every day. I ask you, why in the world tries to do that to me? Chanukah not a yontif, and the our Gemara says mishum nes. And it's very good. There was a bigger nace every day. Mishum nace say, oh, I'll finish. Just like Lil Pesach. Teretz is the briskerov. Teretz is they couldn't with the Netziv Mitzurif. They couldn't make it Mishum nace because we didn't live physically to feel the nace. Teretz is, L'shana Acheres, Kavim Vasam, they gave it a Dinyantef. But if they give it a Dinyantef, it's all one long Yantef, isn't it? There's no Karbonis. Teretz is, a new nace is enough to be B'chalak the Yantef also. Kach Mefurish Tois was Tainz of Kassam Base. Now, yeah? Keneged, you're talking now about Sukkot. Okay, it's a nice question. So now, lo again asar. Nochem, Reb Reuven Horowitz, we quoted the diyukim we brought. Nafkamina la lacha, we're saying whether or not a lady would be mitzvah. The only makam would be if it's makmas and ace. We have the netziv. Now we come to your mechav and the riskerov. Actually, the truth is, I had the horror myself. Actually, I give it credit where it's due. My shvager Menachem Posen from Edison, he had this chak. And it's a Rashbam, Avudram, and other Rishonim say it, but the extra kinach is ours. And I found the Rav says it in Piyah Shmur. What does it say? Chayiv Adam b'chol David Olaymar the kilu liris atzmai kilu hu yatsa ramam achshav mimitzrayim. Since we experience it, that's all. They don't make the Rav's vart out of it, but the Rav did. The Rav says he does. It doesn't quote the Rashbam. It's Mepiyah Shmuel. We quote him and they don't know Prisker Hagadas. The Rav said, "Beautiful, like Rav Haigo and like the Rambam. Since Leil Pesach is in Shira Al Anes, and then he handles the Netziv and doesn't quote it from what I can tell." And since Shira Alanes, you have to feel it, and you have to be there. Memela, beautiful. Or Chanukah, they couldn't. I added. He talked about Chanukah. So at the Rav, Pesach, since Chayev, Bechol Dover, Dor Chayev, Adam Lira, he says, Atzmai, so you're really experiencing it. Leficha Chanukah, Yom Lahadis Lahad. The truth is, it's a terrific chap. And when you look at Rav Haigoy, that the Rav is quoting, there's a psakinach over there. If you look it up in the Ranam Sachim, Rav Haigoy says, why are we mafsik, and why don't we make a bracha? Because he says, why don't we make a bracha? I think this is going. He says, because it's Shira al Anes, not Kriya. So Rav Haigoyen, like it says in the Mishnah, Ramaliel Ha'aymer, Lufichach V'chulu. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to walk the gangplank and say that he definitely means the Rav's Chap and Nagada, but one could easily make the case of Haigoyen himself was touching on this. So now, we have shown two types of halal. We've investigated somewhat the Rambam Shita. And now, what we're left with is, we've seen a Nafkamina, we've extended it to say for mitzvahs, to say another Vart. Let me share with you what I don't have an answer for. Maybe someone can help me. First of all, the Brisker Rav seems to suggest, unless I'm reading it wrong, that the Bahag holds like the Rambam. Now, I don't know. First of all, the Diyak the Rav made Goymrin as a halo. And that the Rambam only says 18 days, not the 19th night, because not Goymrim. The Bahag says Goymrim as a halal 19 times, and he starts with Lil Pesach. So on that diak right away, if you look at the Bahag and Agdama, when he counts the mitzvahs, I don't know how you get past that. Agav Urcha, Baruch Shekivanti, the Ramban and Psochim, is coming to prove something about... He's coming to prove you make a bracha on halal by night. What he wants from this Bahag, I know... Punt, the Rishonim bring a Bahag says you don't make a bracha, but the Ramban says you see that Halal Leil Pesach is the same as Halal and Yontif and every other time because the Bahag puts them all Gomrin, they're all one, it's all one package deal. So the Rav's whole chilek between Halal and Yontif and Leil Pesach, Baruch Shekivanti to the Ramban to assign that sheet to the Bahag seems very difficult. The Bahag himself puts them together. Furthermore, say what? Because why? Go ahead. So which way? Which way do you want to say?
So you have both. You have Shai Alel and you have Shai Shira. You have both.
You'll have, but you're always yotzei both. In other words, if you said shira on the yom, you're saying it's two different dinim. Maybe like him, maybe because it's too early. Maybe we need the matzah on Pesach. That's a compelling thought. It's a very interesting idea. The Goyim handle this, and the Ramban handles it at length. The Masechta Sefer says Mefurish to say it in Shul. The Shaila is, does that mean the Rajba says, I think in Bracha, in case you don't have to say later, or say the Bracha here and Bracha there, the Rishonim Goyim seem to put it into one Chiyah, but that's something that needs investigation because it's a good Chab. I'm not sure what to make of it. I understand. You're in that exactly. Yeah, that's what the Rav is learning up in this Rashbam and Avodah. Exactly. Lefichach is the Rambam's lashon is not only liroi sasatzma, the Rambam is laharoi sasatzma. You're experience. It's an experiential event. Exactly. That's the beauty of it. So now, what are we saying like this? What?
He doesn't say the word only laharoi.
I'm sorry. Correct. Yeah, he changes his garis laharoi to makom liroi. Correct. So now, what we're saying is like this. If the Rav is correct, and the Bahag holds that they're separate, I don't know what to do with the Lashon of the Bahag Goymrin. I don't know what to do that he puts the night together with the Goymrin. I also, I fail to understand how anyone could say the Bahag, who is Maina Mefurish as a mitzvah among Taryag, Halal Shavuos morning, Halal Chanukah, 8 days, he puts 8 separate mitzvahs in the Bahag. I mean, it's a knockout. The Rambam, that's what the Rambam's trying to chayav kayim about. How could the Rav say that the Bahag is, unless I'm misreading, I could easily be misreading it, how could the Rav say the Bahag was like the Rambam and the whole hell of Shmonei Esrei Yom is the Rabbanim? I mean, it's just in the Minyan and Mitzvah there. I'm missing something clearly. But let me add something fascinating. Im Kainim Dvareinu, and we've gone out on any number of limbs, and I'm not betting the mortgage on any of it, but if this Shtikl Torah is true, it comes out, a Mufla de Kediyak, the Bahag in Hilchas Chanukah brings the Gemara. Lashana Hacheres Kavum Vasom Bahal Vaida. He doesn't say Yamam Taifa. So if the Bahag Taka holds what you said when I began, that there's no two dinim, and the Bahag says they're all equal, so maybe sometimes it's Machas Shira and Kriya, but they're all derisas, the Bahag says Mefurish, I mean, just says that. If that's true, so then he doesn't hold they had to give it a din Yontif, and he'll read our Gemara Mishum Nisa the simple way. And Chanukah is the Nes, not like Tosfos Tanya's Chav Ches. Every day was a different Nes, that's why you say it more than one time. It's a Shira El Nes, it's all one umbrella of a mitzvah. It's all Doraisa somehow. And if that's true, then theoretically, and I emphasize theoretically, then it could be that that's why women would be Mechuyev, because it's Mamash Machmas Nes. That's the Bahag. Now let me ask you two other questions on the Rav, and I'll come to a close and say a little bit Agada, and I'll let you go for the night. A little bit. Now, the Bizgrov brings that the Mordechai, when he brings Rav Chai Goyin, has a little different lashon. I'm looking this all up. You know, if the Goyinim and Rishonim meant this, and the Rav says they did so, it's Torah Mesinai. Well, a little bit the lashon is challenging. The Rav Chai Goyin says, you don't say a bracha and you can be mafsik. Why? Because it's not really halal. We're saying it, but Torah is Omer Shira, and this is Eina Yala Kekari Ba'alma. Again, how little Pesach, that's the Shira Yom, not the Shira Nes, not the Kriya Yom. For one girsa of the Rabbi Chai Goyin to stick in the word Kari Ba'alma, it makes me a little uncomfortable. And furthermore, the Rambam in Yad and Hilchas Pesach talks about saying Halat HaSeder. And now, you can argue this point, and I'm not sure it's a problem, but just hear me out. The Rambam says in Hilchas Korban Pesach, I explained to you already in Hilchas Pesach and Zmanim that you got to say Halat. Korban Pesach ton halal b'achilasu. Where did he tell us? And I'm looking on the side. I got my Frankel Rambam. I'm looking up and down his Zmanim. I can't find it. Where does he say? He says, I explained to you in Arachayim Kilu and Zmanim that a Pesach night with the Korban Pesach, you need the Korban Pesach, you got to say halal with the Korban Pesach. The Rambam's got, and the Halacha is he goes through the Seder. He says, you do this and this. And then he says, you eat the Korban Pesach and Avikayim and Alzach. He says, V'achar kach, goymer all, you pour the third kais. The goymer all of us a halal. Now the Magia, my friend the Magia over here, he in Karm Pesach and Kachem over there, he tells me to come look over here. And this is what the Rama means, because he's telling you ate the Karm Pesach not long ago, it's not exactly in those words, but goymer all of us a halal. The word goymer lies heavily in my ear. Goymer? That's what the Rav said is only for the Drabbanan Dika Halos, Goimrin Halos. That's when you got to say the whole thing. The whole Shtickle Torah of the Rav was that Goimrin Halos, what the Rambam uses for Yontif in the daytime, but he would never say that Leil Pesach, which I myself say in Hilchas Kar Pesach, he's Tohen Halos over two times. Now he might just mean, since you do it half-half, you did already the first half, so you say it, it's like those little guidebooks they give you, in a lighthearted way, the Rambam is not a guidebook, but he just means Goimer, you say the second half. He doesn't mean Goimrim like the Rav. It just sounds a little bit counterintuitive. If this was the Rambam meant to be Bechavin, I don't know. Two things left to ask. The Rambam, just a vague question, is a question I got, I'm not a mumche, and I don't know. Our Gemara says the Malachim wanted us to say Halal Roshanim Kippur. And Hashem says, Sifrei Chaim, Mesim, Psuchim, Mufav, could that be on a Darabonim? Does that? It strikes me as a chiddush. If the Rambam is clear, that's the only the brisk reference. Rambam says Halal and Yontif is Darabon, and that's hands down. No one can argue that. But just so how did he deal with this? The Rambam brings it. Simple as it. He brings it, and the Rambam says he doesn't bring the agadic part of it. He just says, why don't we say Halal on Shonim Kippur? He doesn't think about the Malachim. He just says Eimas Adin. So far, Menachem Eimas Adin. So I'm just saying, so that's a reason why Chazal weren't Masakin? The Malachim were asking, let Chazal be Kavim. I'm not arguing, I'm just wondering out loud. Lastly, the Ramban. I don't understand something about the Ramban. The Ramban is putting this kilu in V'samachta B'chagecha. And the Ramban says, because Simcha equals Simcha V'tuv Lev of Shira equals Simcha. And when you play music in the basement, it's just Katan B'chatzoitzrois, the musical instruments are just Levasumi Es HaKoil. But the Koil is the Iker, brings the Gemara. So he says, Nitztavenu be Yontif, to have Shira on the carbon, is Katan Bachat Soyzos, Allah Lisechem, Vazim Cheshamechem, be Moedechem, of Roche Cheshechem, right? Vagam loyal a carbon, you sing Halal, Doraisa, and Shul. Our Gemara says Rosh Chodesh not, right? And this Pasuk says Rosh Chodesh, yeah. Uv Roche Cheshechem. Pasuk's going by Rosh Chodesh. So now, it's not such a big kasha. I thought, first of all, it was a bomb kasha. Then I realized, first, the Ramban asked it himself. And second of all, this from the shear on the carbon, right? The shear on the carbon, they certainly said some shear on every carbon, even it was a Rosh Chodesh. So the Pasuk is talking about playing musical instruments on the carbon, right? And the Ramban's extrapolating that on Yontif we have to sing in Shul, because the main thing in the musical instruments was Simcha anyway, and it was the singing, not the music, not the instruments. Mela, we have to do it for Samachta B'chagecha Hazan. Yeah, so the Ramban says, when he brings the Pasuk, he says, Uber Rosh Chodesh Miyatu, in Erech and Yud Amad Beis, Miyatu Rosh Chodesh Begvulin. I'm unfortunately not a Kachem person. I don't exactly know what Begvulin means. Is the Ramban suggesting that in the Beis HaMikdash, they sang Halal on Rosh Chodesh when they brought the Karbanos? I'm just asking, because then our Mishnah, at least with Rashi, I can't read. The Mishnah says that 12 days a year, you can have 2 to 12 flutes, because 12 days use the flute. Why they use the flute? Because it's hollow. And 12, add 8 for Hanukkah, you got 20, take out 2 for Karban Pesach, you got 18, you're good to go. The Mishnah's talking about hollow. And the Gemara says, not Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh and the Beis HaMikdash, they use flutes, so why is the Mishnah say only 12 days? It would be 24 days, it would be another 12.
That's a din to carbon.
What's a din to carbon? But the Ramban is saying that's a sharish for hollow. And the Ramban used the word umiyata, the Gemara was memayat, but Rosh Chodesh begvulin. I don't know what gvulin means.
It doesn't necessarily mean
Then what's the Ramban's raya?
Listen,
if it wasn't halal, right? So every, am I, correct me if I'm wrong, every day in the Beis HaMikdash they brought a carbon, right? Levi, I'm a Levi. They were singing. They said different words, not halal, but same shira. There was Shira going on a carbon, so what's the point of this pasuk if it's not to be Miyachet Halal? What's Ramban pulling out of this pasuk?
Right, he said that the Shira was Halal.
Correct, in the Mishnah, that's what I'm trying, that's okay. I'm confused, there could be an easy answer, I missed it. Let me take a couple moments of time to Agada, and I'll let you go. I'd like to pose a question, and say over for my Reshiva of Yonson David Shlik to the Reshiva of Pachad Yitzchak, as I did last time. I always mention that I do so with a lot of cause for concern. It's impossible for me at my madrega to fully understand what the Rashiva said. And when I say it over, I'm not quoting where he said it and how he said it, because I'm in a different audience and bringing a different point. So I use my own illustration, and I use my own understanding, which is limited, that if Chalila I err, We have in this week's parasha Kiddush HaChodesh. That's a long parasha, a long shtigl nechumash, Karban Pesach, and it closes with the mitzvah of matzah and Yisrof Chametz. I would like to blend two things that the Rishiva said to answer the following question, which he did not ask or answer, at least in the context that I remember. What's the connection between Kiddush HaChodesh and Achilas Matzah with Yisrof Chametz? The truth is, on a Matzoy Shabbos, it's meaningful to mention, like the Rama says, Eliyahu Hanavi. The Rambam paskens in Hilchas Tumas Meis, like Reb Shimon, Shimon Bar Yochai, if you will, that a guy is not matama ba'oil. The Chachamim hold a guy is matama ba'oil. Why is Reb Shimon hold he's not? Atem kriyim Adam. Adam ki yomos ba'oil. A guy is not an Adam. Hazoy zot Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says it basically as if why? There's two reasons. Second reason, why would the Rambam paskin like a Yochai, not like the Rambam? Passes like Reb Shimon. So the Beis Yosef, because we find in the Gemara the Eliyahu Hanavi held this way, goes down the time of oil, the Rambam paskins like Eliyahu Hanavi. Let's leave out the Chidah's Kasha Leib HaShemayimi. Chidah answers it beautifully in Beis Yosef, I think it's Simon Lamaches. But the Rishiva said over in the name of the Pachizik Zatzal of Marganisa to answer this question. He said, Eliyahu Hanavi, this is the only place in Rambam where the Rambam paskins a din because of Eliyahu. Why? Why here? Because Eliyahu, like the Mishnah, I believe it's Sefer Tanis, the Mishnah says, Eliyahu shlichas v'machayin ha-mesim. And chiyas ha-mesim is a bearer. Only the real Adam that was created to live forever is eichet ha-tchia. So Eliyahu has to be mavkin. Who's the Adam and who's the imposter, the anti-Adam? So Eliyahu will come and only Yidin will be machaya and Goyim he won't. So when it comes to Atem kriyim Adam, v'loy umay sa'olam kriyim Adam, and particularly Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, who was Makabal, from Eliyahu Hanavi, the Rambam chooses to paskin with Eliyahu, it's his inyan. Who's the Adam? Matama ba'oil means Yana Adam, who created that vacuum, I add words of explanation, who created that void, that's Atam Kriyim Adam. Since it's Eliyahu's inyan, the Rambam passes with Eliyahu. So let's take a moment, Kiddush HaChodesh, a moment, Matzah, and I'll close. Geula, the Geula Asida, it's in this week's parasha. It begins, the opening salvo of Geula is Yoyimar Hashem al Moshe l'Aaron b'Eretz Mitzrayim Hachosh es Alechem. What does that mean? The Pachizik said in the name of the Gra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there's a plan. And it was set up as a battle. Adam on one side and Zman on the other. Adam is the person who with his seichel can recognize that there's a tachlis, that the world is not a random series of events, the cycles and the seasons are on random repeat over and over leading nowhere. But the Adam with his seichel touches up, there's a kavana, it's going somewhere. But like the Rambam says, Eilu ha-sheichim es-ayemes, b'havli ha-zman. The iPods and the iPads and the stock market and the daily grind, they wear away the inspiration of the Adam. So the more the Adam is faithful to his mandate, he conquers time, and the more time wears him away, it diminishes the Adam. The battleground between the two, where the Adam can conquer Zman absolutely, is the premise for Geula. Geula means that all that we go through, all that we experience, the highs and the lows, the Shiras and Leilenu, if it shouldn't happen, Faker, it's not just things that occur to us for one reason or another. There's a goal, Umevi Goyal. Everything's leading to a goal called Mashiach. When the Adam is Mekadesh the Zman, Kiddush HaChodesh means, you can control time. You can imbue meaning and direction and establish that time leads to a goal. I don't mean this just that you can recognize that time leads to a goal. The Ran says of Sachem that if Besdin is not Makadosh the Chodesh, that time won't lead to the goal. Mashiach will be delayed a month. It won't be Pesach that Nisan if there's no Besdin. Because it was given Lachem to us. And if the Adam isn't cognizant and doesn't put his awareness that the world has meaning and imprinted on time, time lacks it. There's no Kedushas Hazman, there's no Isser, there's no Mitzvah of Pesach, none of this is Negev. Yeshua was Makabal Torah Shabbat Pah from Moshe Rabbeinu. He looks up at the sun, Hashem Ash Begivain Daim. He controls time. The Yerushalmi says, Absula, after 3 years, it doesn't come back. If Chazal or Ma'abar, the Shana, Chazal control time. And the Bri, Absula, Sechaj, and the Kael Gaimar Alai. With the Kayach HaTorah, that Adam controls the physical nature of time in the Bria. So now, Let's digress a moment and talk about matzah. There's a pasuk that says like this: Ru ata ki ani anihu ani amas v'achaya. Hashem says, Hazina, I'm in charge of life and death. Basically, the pasuk saying, Rashi says, to use our own vernacular, you can run, but you can't hide. Yidden are going to try this, they're going to do this, up on the Zohar, this thing, they're going to look for an Eitzah, but there's no Ru ata ki ani. The game over. I'm in charge. Ani amas v'achaya. I kill people. I'm a chaya them, says Hashem. Machatzti v'ani arpa. I give the makkah and I cure it. V'miyodi matzah. You can't get away from it. You got to come to the realization at the end that I'm in charge. Chazal darshan machatzti miloshem machitza. Machatz means a clap. The Navi says machatz makasei shalolam. Death is the ultimate clap of the bria. But Chazal darshan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says like this: Machatzti ani samti machitza ben elyoinim v'tachtoinim. I made a machitza like this machitza right here. Hashem says the elyoinim einam mesim v'tachtoinim mesim. Hashem says I put a divide; it can't be crossed. Everything up there lives forever. Everything down here is corporal. Machatzti v'ani erpa asad ani l'rapa isasai machitza. I'm going to cure it. So the first question: cure a machitza? If I took down this machitza, I could rebuild it. I could fix it. I could put it back in place, but it's not sick. How do you say roifei mechitza? So the Rishiv explained like this. I'll try to be brief. Yalka tehillim tafresh kafhei. Lo nizgalu lo yada enish erka. Lo nizgalu parshas haTorah kesidron. The Torah wasn't given out in its true form. If it was in the correct order, ilu lo nizgalu parshas haTorah kesidron, ilu yichaylim. If we could read this Chumash in exact, correct order, we could bring Mashiach. But Hashem hid it. Why did Hashem hide it? Samti mechitza. Hel yoinim eina mesim. Hatachtoinim mesim. Hayinu yichaylo mahachis mesim. If we could break down the mechitza, we would have the Torah begiluya. What's the purpose of that machitza that keeps us from understanding the Torah of the Elyonim? The Rabban says, "We're going to Bereishis." The Torah that we have, the Chumash, is just one way. It doesn't say Bereishis Bara. It could say Bara Shis. A lot of Tzirufim and every Olam higher and higher. The Torah is Sharsha Nagach is a Parah. Malachim have that. What do they do? It means something else. The Mazel of Shar. Who knows? Something higher. Akash Baruch Hu was not Megalatas totally the Elyonim of Torah, because if we had it in our hands, it wouldn't be Galus. A bigula. I took a breath. The air went, oxygen went into my bronchial tubes, to my bronchioles, into my alveoli. Those are those little sacs at the end. The alveoli is a mechitza. It's my muscle. I think it's a good one. They're gas permeable mechitzas, right? That little sac of air has capillaries surrounding it. The oxygen goes into the blood and the carbon dioxide comes back in and I exhale the air out. So what is the purpose of that mechitza? The purpose of that mechitza is to serve as an interface. If there was no mechitza there, I'd breathe. The air would just go into, you blow into someone's bloodstream, and they're not getting oxygen that way. The oxygen's got to filter by osmosis into the bloodstream. On the other hand, if the mechitza was opaque, chalil, if someone's alveoli were to crust over or calcify, then there's no oxygen. Samti mechitza, because Baruch says mechitza. I put a mechitza, but not to totally block it, to be an interface. We can come on a Matzai Shabbos, we can push ourselves, the whole world's out running around having fun. And we come here to learn a sugya ba'imik, to try to break through an aperture, a window into those al-yonim. Asid ani l'rapais as a mechitza means, the mechitza serves as an interface that gives us that chias. If it was totally totally open, we'd have no bechira. It would be gula, it would be chayim nitzki, it would be no challenge, we couldn't earn it. But if it was closed, that's also not good. Machatzti, I caused misa, I made a machitza, v'asa nidra paisa. Chametz is the word machatz. Chametz, word machitza. Matzah is the exact same word. It's got a ches in it, it's got a mem in it, and it's got a, hell yeah, a tzadik. You'll tell me it's not a ches, it's a hey, right? It's got a machitza.
It's a
machitza. It's a machitza. The machatz makasei shel olam is that little mechitza that closes off the hay. When you eat matzah, Chazal say it helps with your emuna. Emuna means you're living up there, elyondik. So when you sit Leil Pesach and you sing Shirat Hashem and you experience what it means, like Hashem Baruch Hu gave us Torah of Nitzchias, then the Adam conquers man. Matzah got all the ingredients, basic food group, right? Flour, water, sans, that's French, sans, we say in English incorrectly, sans time. Time, the Adam is fighting time. We conquer time when we eat matzah. It's Peseach, it's Merape, the Mechitza. So now I asked, what's the connection with Kiddush HaChodesh, Achilas Matzah, Nisa Chometz? It's all about Talia. L'chayra, this is my own suggestion. Kiddush HaChodesh means that we come here on Mitzvah Shabbos, we lick the learning, we push all of the Tachtoinim away. We're not interested in the Havle Azman. What we're interested in is opening an aperture of Emunah and Zich, Advekas, Tamelis, Patera, Kiddush Hashem, of coming here, which I very much appreciate. So that ultimately, Asad Anila Rapaisa is something, a window that we can open and we can change. We should be Zoyche to that Ge'ula of our Chodesh Hazel Lachan to triumph over Zman from here of Yemen Omen.